You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We've been sitting here off the air chit-chatting about this story, and we found it so interesting. We want to let this spill over to the airwaves. This guy over in Germany, sadly, has terminal cancer, so that's sad. But what's interesting about this story is he's 61 years old, and he's going to be leaving behind an artificial intelligence version of himself. He is the first customer for this company called Eternos, which is a perfect name.
Great name.
And Jeremy, what it does is it creates for you an AI double. So he's been training this AI to act like him, sound like him, think like him. And the whole idea is that you will be leaving your family something to interact with once you have gone. So your family can come up and ask you questions even though you're gone.
Trippy.
They can ask you for advice. They say even Michael's great-great-grandchildren someday will be able to talk to him, or at least something close to him.
That's neat.
And if you're wondering how they do this, they say you actually spend weeks you kind of training your AI. It learns to mimic your personality and your voice, and they say that it can even generate new ideas that might be similar to what you yourself would think up. So it asks you a whole bunch of questions, like 150 questions, and you answer all of the questions, and this AI gets to know you and essentially, Jer, becomes
wow.
you. What do
that's,
you think?
That's really neat. I mean, the voice stuff I'm familiar with, where you can feed your voice into like an AI program, and mm-hmm. within like two or three sentences, it can completely recreate your voice. So now you're adding that with your actual personality and thought process. It's pretty trippy, and I think it would probably get to a point here where it maybe starts scanning your social media and your tweets mm. and your emails and everything, and starts building your personality from all that as well. I instantly went to us. I mean, like you and I, if we wanted to build an AI version of ourselves, we've got thousands of podcasts and hours of audio, you know, where we could just plug that into the AI and feed it to it. I mean, so, we would have like an exact match.
That is so true. And so Mix 100 could have us killed and just keep doing the show with AI versions
100%,
of Dom and Jeremy.
Yes, it would learn our mannerisms. It would talk about, you know, you would do nerdy stuff. There would be some sarcasm thrown in from me from time to time. And
you know, we do have that one salesperson who does want to kill you. So
leave Brandon out of this. Leave Arkansas Brandon out. But I did, you know, when I was reading this story, I immediately went to, yeah, if somebody does pass, you know, at any age, obviously, your family's going to be able to cope a little bit better if they have something with you, your face that's moving, that's talking, that's acting just like you. But I instantly went to those people that are together for 50, 60 years. And you always mm-hmm. hear those stories. As soon as one goes, within a few months, the other one goes.
Yep,
and how much better that would be for the elderly who have been together for so many years to have essentially your spouse still there. And I think that would ease the burden of that death so much.
That's possible. It's possible that you're right.
Yeah.
Another side of that, however, is that it's already difficult for some people to let go. So now you're giving them another reason to not let go and let you go. So I don't know how I feel about
that. Oh, I see what you're saying. You're like,
it's well. Like, because already some people can't come to grips with the fact that they've lost a loved one.
Yes.
And if you do this, it might make it even more difficult to, and some people would argue, well, you don't have to come to grips with it because their AI is still
it's
there.
It's still, yeah, I like they're that. There.
So I see why your brain went there.
The helpful aspect, yeah.
Dude, that's valid.
Sure.
Let me tell you where my brain went. My brain went thus. That already, when people take selfies, they will, for instance, get their hair fixed a certain way. They will take their glasses off. They will have their makeup done. Then when they're done with that, they will do filters, and they will do more filters, and they will do this, and they will change the background. In other words, there's nothing about the selfie that is really authentic at all. So, having said that, what is to stop people from, quote, training their AI to make it like some perfected version of themselves?
Right.
So that what you're leaving behind is an AI duplicate, but it's no more authentic than your stupid selfies that you take that are completely doctored. People are going to doctor the hell out of their AI to try to leave some, you know,
perfect version
of themselves behind.
The thing
that's
though,
where
with,
my brain went.
The thing with the AI, though, it's a computer program analyzing essentially yet another computer program. If it's analyzing Facebook, Instagram, your photos, it will be able to scan the photo and know if a filter was applied to it. It'll
scan. Yeah, but you're not going to care about that because you're going to instruct it to do this.
Yeah,
you're
but it still will it'll scan various aspects of that photo, where it was taken, what time, what location, and it'll still build around you versus just a blurry face.
But I'm not talking about the face. I was using the selfie as an example.
Okay.
With the building the AI, they say you're asking it, you know, 150 questions and you're answering stuff. I think people are going to use some sort of fantastical version as they answer questions to try to leave behind a better record of themselves.
You can lie. It'll say, have you ever had an affair and stole things? And you'd be like, no, I'm a wholesome human. So yes, I get that.
And I think it'll be some stylized version that people will leave behind that is no more accurate than a selfie.
I see what you're saying. If it boils down to just the questions. But if it is able to be fed all of your social, all of your emails, all of your texts, every photo out there of you, I think it'll build a more realistic impression of
you. You're right, except you control what it has. It says that you build it. You are the one who's doing it. It's like garbage in, garbage out. So people are going to be putting garbage in.
So it's not going to scan your court records, is what you're saying.
You're not going to give it. You're not going to give it permission to do its own investigation.
Well, then this is bogus crap, then.
To leave it, but that's
what I'm
saying.
This is bogus crap, then.
I think the idea is interesting, but it won't be authentic because people will leave some inauthentic version of themselves.
They want the best version of myself left behind.
I mean, I would.
Absolutely.
You wouldn't even, like, try to be dastardly about it. You would just want, I mean, it's like if you go on a first date and you put on that little mask. I'm not talking about a COVID mask. I'm talking about, you know, metaphorically, you put a mask on your first date,
yes.
Right? You're not really the person you went out with on that first date. They're not the same person when you go out on the 10th date. They're different. And I think that's what this AI is going to be. It's going to be a first date Jeremy is what it's going to be. It's going to be first date.
It's going to be extremely awkward, and it's going to bring a coupon. And
yes, that's right.
Well, I don't like that. You kind of ruined it for me now.
I'm so sorry, but you know the way I think about things? You've
ruined
worked
it
with
for
me long enough.
I
know
but
I think.
Want all the bad stuff in there. I want the HR documents where you've been written up and, you know, the fights you've been with people. And because otherwise it isn't realistic.
You know what?
Whatever.
Donna wrote in just now. What'd she goes, say? How do we know you guys aren't AI now? You don't,
You
Donna.
Don't, Donna.
You don't, Donna.
Meep,
but thank you for sending your text message. Well, Jake wrote in, and I'm kicking myself because I forgot all about this. He said he was talking about an episode of that show Black Mirror, which, by the way, is one of the best shows on TV, period. Black Mirror. It is fantastic. And and each one is a different little episode. They're standalones.
Hmm.
And they had one that was almost, as Jake says, this exact same topic. It's about a guy who died unexpectedly. And they used his social media and his voicemails and everything to recreate him. And his wife was unable to let go and did not have a happy ending to this whole story.
Oh, God.
And I forgot all about that episode. Jake, you're exactly right.
Huh.
So it's sort of out there. Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to expand on a little bit more. So do you want to read a text first or?
No, you go ahead.
Because I feel like, you know, we are going to get to a point many years in the future where this AI then of you that's been perfected of your personality and your mannerisms and attitude will be transferred to some sort of robot. So
correct.
You will get to a point where you've got a you walking around with your personality.
Correct.
Which is going to be another step if you happen to pass away that somebody can like physically still have you in the house.
Yeah, and the robots are looking more and more and more human too. So
and then are we all automatically going to making sweet, sweet love to a robot? I mean, it will do that than your style even. It'll learn how you are, and your spouse could be with a robot after you.
So, like, Jeremy would get the missionary robot, right? And
I kind of feel like I'm with a robot already, but. But then there's that question. Well, it's like, do you start trading robots, or do you bring the robot into your new relationship with your new human companion? And then all of a sudden, you've got a three situation.
So you've
going
got a menage a trois
with a robot. And how does your other partner feel about that?
And is that cheating?
It is cheating, right?
Is it cheating if you sleep with a robot?
If you swap robots with your neighbor or something one night, is that cheating?
Mm.
Like, the possibilities are just mind-boggling with this. It's crazy.
I gotta say, with a robot, you kind of are eliminating the emotional connection. Well, I don't know.
You don't know.
That movie, what was the movie called? Her? She?
The
what was
it? Robot that you are with might be programmed to have emotions and become clingy and attached.
Might have more emotions than the person that you're currently in a relationship
and
with.
And develop jealousy about you and the neighbor's robot, you know?
Yeah.
Problem is with the robot, you know, they'll have robot strength and they'll be able to snap you in half when they get pissed.
We'll let Christina bring it home here. She says AI equals ain't interested. blah, blah, blah. You know, the funny thing about that, though, Christina, is that you're using AI so much on a regular basis every day, and you're not even aware of it, or you don't think about it. AI has infiltrated almost everything you do.
Just your voice texting.
Well, I mean,
you know, that's it. You're
hey,
a smart
Alexa.
Speaker. Yeah, you're a smart speaker.
If you go, hey, Alexa, you're communicating with AI. If
yep.
you order something on Amazon, you're dealing with AI. If you go and you start scrolling through Netflix, that's all
it's
AI.
It's all AI, you guys.
And so everyone's like, people who cross their arms and say, I'm never going to use AI, you're using it every day.
If you do online customer service at all, a lot of times you're
correct.
Just talking to a robot.
Use Google Maps, AI.
Yep.
Yeah, so you can say you're not interested, but whether you're interested or not, you're using it.
Yes, you are.
All the time.
Your GPS is AI. Yeah.
Yeah. All of these map services, it all is. Now, then we get back to, you know, sex with a robot. That's maybe Christina's not interested in that.
Yet.
Right.
That robot might rock your world, girlfriend.
Yeah, that's the thing, you know. Until you remember when phones were invented, people said they were the work of the devil and they were never going to use telephones. Okay, and that's a fact. People are like, I'm not using this. This is the devil.
Yeah, same with cars and stuff.
Exactly.
I'm not giving up my horse.
Yeah. So I don't know.